In the lunchtime edition, the police commissioner reports an 8% decrease in crime overall this year, despite a recent spike in shootings, and promises efforts to get the guns off the streets. The fire chief concerned about a spate of grass fires, but overall, the number of blazes this year still less than for 2023. The NCF promises vendors accommodation on the new Grand Kadumut route. Meantime, stall spaces go on sale next week for the restructured Bridgetown market. And in South Africa, a coalition deal confirms that Cyril Ramaphosa will be re-elected as president. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. The Barbados Police Service is seeking to reassure the public that it is working to get illegal firearms off the streets amid a spike in gun crimes. Four young men have been shot and killed over the past week. Commissioner of Police Richard Boy says the police service has put measures in place to get the guns out of the hands of criminals. In a news briefing at police headquarters, Mr. Boyce disclosed that they have confiscated 27 firearms so far this year.
Our intent is to take the firearms out of the hands of those young men and return a state of normality to our various communities where persons will be able to go about their businesses without any hindrances or fear of being harmed. So far this year, we were able to take 27 of these firearms out of the hands of persons, along with 262 rounds of ammunition.
He says the increase in gun crimes has been caused mainly by individuals who choose to settle disputes through the use of firearms.
The increased use of firearms within our communities was triggered mainly by disputes among persons who are familiar with each other, and unfortunately, their preferred manner in resolving these disputes is to resort to deadly force by utilizing these weapons. I must let it be known that our officers spend inordinate lengths of time to prevent some of these fatal shootings from occurring, and we have been successful in that effort. The intent is to save as many of our sons as possible. So this SOS intervention, that is, save our sons, is quite apt at this juncture.
While noting an increase in homicides, he disclosed that crime overall is down.
This is an overall total of 444 cases of major crimes in 2023 when compared to 406 cases in 2024, a 9% reduction in major crimes when compared to last year. Looking at minor crimes in 2023, there were 2,265 cases in this category, as opposed to 2,085 cases in 2024, an 8% reduction in minor crimes. This gives us an overall reduction of 8% in crime reduction so far this year.
The Commissioner of Police, Richard Boyce. The Chief Fire Officer, Errol Maynard, is concerned about the frequency of grass fires, even though the total number of such blazes for 2024 so far remains significantly below last year's figures. He was speaking with journalists on the sidelines of the Fire Service's staff recognition ceremony to mark the intake of the service's first female officers over 40 years ago. Mr. Maynard also disclosed that there have been fewer house fires this year.
The trends of the fires for 2024, we are still down approximately 200 plus fires less than last year. So far for the year, we had 29 house fires. That include the one in St. Philip yesterday. And for the corresponding period last year, we had 38. Grass fires, which is still a bugbear. For this period last year, we had 527. But currently for the year, we only have 381. Although that 381 is still too many fires, because some of these fires also damage people's homes and such like. So we still appealing to persons not to indiscriminate light fires, clean around their homes, also create those breaks if they have any bush close to their home.
The fire chief also notes an increase in rubbish fires and appeals to residents to properly dispose of their garbage. This is the latest. The National Cultural Foundation has promised vendors there will be adequate provision for them along the new Grand Kaduma route. Meantime, stall spaces go on sale from next week for the restructured Bridgetown market, arrangements for which were discussed in a meeting with the vendors yesterday evening. The NCF's Chief Executive Officer, Cara Roberts, briefed the media following the session at the Queen's Park Steel Shed. She disclosed that Bridgetown Market, at three locations in the city, will be primarily for arts and craft.
In a nutshell, stall space will go on sale from as early as Monday. It will be by appointment only. That was the consensus reached. We will maintain the 100% art and craft markets in Bridgetown to allow those vendors to ply their trade in a space that is exclusive to them. There still will be food and drink, indigenous as well. There will be entertainment. And then we will look at the Mighty Griner Highway for those spaces that lend themselves to various kinds of vending and create the environments there that will make that work.
Provision also being made for vendors on the Grand Kaduma route.
With regard to the route for Grand Kaduma, there will be vending there as well. Those vendors that would normally ply their trade in the Warrens and National Stadium area when the jump started there, we've made provision to accommodate them in spaces along the new route, and we will continue the discussion.
The NCF CEO, Carol Roberts. The Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, has announced that the updated Integrated Resource and Resilience Plan goes to Cabinet soon. She spoke while announcing the opening of applications for the 2024 Energy Development Scholarships.
As a government, we have to be responsible and we have to make sure that we are always following the combination of technology that is fit for purpose in the moment, as well as the best cost solution that benefits Barbadians. Because at the center of all this energy transitioning that we're talking about, certainly in my own consciousness and for my own ministry team, the just transition, which is a part of the conversation, is also a part of it. And the just transition prioritizes people. How much does it cost people? How accessible is it to people? How do we get people skilled and trained up to do this? Are we having a sector that is dominated only by some, but not by others?
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. And finally, a coalition deal has been confirmed that will see Cyril Ramaphosa re-elected as President of South Africa. The leader of the DA, the second largest party, calls the deal a new chapter for the country. Our top stories, the police commissioner reports an 8% decrease in crime overall this year, despite a recent spike in shootings, and promises efforts to get the guns off the streets. The fire chief, meantime, concerned about a spate of grass fires, but overall, the number of blazes, grass and house, this year is still less than for 2023. Government drafts a plan looking at the energy sector. The NCF promises vendors accommodation on the new Grand Kaduma route. Meantime, stall spaces go on sale next week for the restructured Bridgetown market. In South Africa, a coalition deal confirms that Cyril Ramaphosa will be re-elected as president. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.